Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Carlin Barrow, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 18, 1832, a notice posted in the Barbadian simply read, "For sale, some of the outskirts land of the Bay Plantation," signed by John A. Beckles, owner of the estate. Such a notice points to the early subdivision of one of the colony's large urban plantations, established in the 1630s by Governor Henry Hawley. Its lands have now been incorporated into a vast residential and commercial area, and the listeners might be eager to hear how the area was transformed. At its peak in 1780s, the Bay Plantation was 449 acres, stretching from the coastal strip uphill past the garrison, reaching as far as what is now Culloden Road. In its heyday, the Bay Plantation carried a population of 221 blacks in the 1830s. This 1832 advertisement in the Barbadian was preceded by an initial sale of 22 acres to the government in 1790 to facilitate an expanding military base at St. Anne's Fort. Keenly aware of the unique topographical features of the plantation, the management of the plantation insisted that the agents and servants of the plantation must have access to the spring and pond located in close proximity to what is now the Bay Street Esplanade. Before pipe water came to Bridgetown in 1861, the spring supplied the city with drinking water carried by smartly attired ladies employed as water carriers. In 1803, the plantation management sold two small lots of 15,000 square feet, and by 1842, further sales reduced the plantation to a mere 107 acres, making way for commercial and residential structures. Further subdivision by 1900 led to the creation of a freehold village which boasted of several nearby churches, such as Dalkeith Methodist, the first church in Barbados to receive electricity, St. Paul's Anglican Church, and later in 1926, the Church of the Nazarene. Then, in 1949, after significant flooding in sections of the city, government relocated residents from Martindale's Road and Halls Road to the Bayland, or what is now known as Bayville. Today, the spring, which once supplied Bridgetown and visiting ships with water, is no more. However, the impressive stone structure, the Bay Mansion, one of the few buildings to withstand the fury of the Great Hurricane of 1831, still stands, commanding the pride of place overlooking a bay named after the Earl of Carlisle.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.